This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 2, written by Daryl DeClercq, God's first missionary, from Acts 17. He himself gives everyone life and breath and everyone else. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. What fascinates you in God's world? Have you ever marveled at the stars twinkling overhead? Ever been amazed how the trillions of cells in our bodies function so well together nearly all of the time? Which of the plants and animals most capture your attention? In the ancient Greek city of Athens, Paul pointed to life and breath as evidence of the one true God, the Lord of heaven and earth. Life is a wonder, and God created us to marvel at life and creation. When we conclude that it must all be from God, and then we worship him for it, creation's purpose is fulfilled. Then the very breath we draw can be returned to God in praise. It's been said that creation is God's first missionary. The authors of an old confession in the 1500s said, "The universe is like a beautiful book in which all creatures, great and small, are as letters to make us ponder the invisible things of God." The Apostle Paul in Romans 1 verse 20 calls these invisible qualities God's eternal power and divine nature. Paul goes on to say that truly there is no excuse for being unaware of God. Where will you look for God today? How will you share your thanks to him today? How will others see God in and through you and be invited to join you in a life of praise? Loving Father, thank you for the life and breath we have. Give us words to praise you in private and in public. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.